Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. In the 1950s, Egypt was known for its dancers belly dancing to ballet dancing to ballroom dancing. Dance was an acceptable, even revered part of Arab culture, but with the rise of fundamentalism, dancing has become frowned upon or even banned in some countries. When will we see Arabs dancing again? When Arabs Dance is a new documentary that looks at creativity and performance arts within the Arab community in both the Middle East, North Africa, and in Europe. It also celebrates dance and performance that continues to thrive when not being suppressed. And it treads the fine line between community censorship and religion. This documentary had its North American premiere at the Toronto International Film Festival and is directed by writer, director, and journalist Jawad Ghalib. And I'm very pleased to have Jawad here in person at CIUT to tell us more about his new film, When Arabs Danced.
Okay.
Hi, Jawad.
Thank you. Hi.
So thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
So is dancing haram?
Yes.
It is haram.
Yes.
Is it? Definitely
it's haram.
Okay.
We say haram, you know, in Arabic.
Yeah.
Yes, because, there is fundamentalism that is getting bigger and bigger in Arab and Muslim world, but also in Europe. And this is the main problem, that even in Europe, we cannot dance in some communities.
So that's interesting, because I did a little bit of research. I talked to a somewhat devout woman from Lebanon. I said, is dancing haram? And she said, it's difficult to explain because it's not explicitly haram in the Quran. They don't ban it.
Yes, for sure.
So
yes.
It's neither halal nor haram. And yet...
Yeah, because it's always the same thing. You know, the Quran says something and men say another thing, and it's only for their benefits. So they can just do whatever they want. They can say this is haram, this is halal. You know, this is you have permission to do this, and you don't have permission to do this.
But if you go back to the source, there's nothing specifically banning.
Nothing.
And could you talk about the evolution of dance in Arab culture?
Yes, for sure, because, you know, Egypt was the source. This is why the title of the film, When Arabs Danced. So Egypt was just in our TVs in Arabic and Muslim world. And we were just watching Samia Gamal, Tahia Karyuka, and dancers just moving their body. And it was really, really nice. And my mother used to dance too. This is the point of, you know, the part of the film, the documentary. It's with my mother. And little by little, you know, with the Wahhabites and the brother Muslims in Egypt, things started getting worse. And today, as you know, we have it's just like a storm. For us, for Arabic people and Muslim people, that we cannot have the right to speak and to talk and to liberty. This is something, and we saw it with Charlie Hebdo, for example. It was really very, very bad for us as artists to express ourselves. And when it comes to speak about Islam and Islamism and to say that this thing, it's wrong. We cannot accept this. They want to cut our head.
But to mention Charlie Hebdo, wasn't there also a backlash at ordinary Muslims in France?
Yeah.
After that happened, not just from, I'm not talking about religious, I'm talking about other people in France who it didn't that also lead to a rise in Islamophobia and attacks on Arabs?
Yes. Yeah. But anyway, you know, for me, it's just liberty, you know. We can be, we can agree with Charlie Hebdo, for example. We can agree with my film. We can agree with some sequences in my film. But they don't have the right to kill us.
Right.
When you see the film, there is some sequence. I don't want to speak about it. I want people to watch it.
Are you talking about the Ulebek play?
Yes. And there is a sequence very sensitive.
Calls to submission.
Yes, sensitive. And with Hiam Abbas too. So we want just to talk, to have, you know, as European people or Canadian people, to talk about religion without fear.
Now, some of the troops you show, the dance groups, they are from Egypt, or they operate within Egypt and also in Belgium?
In Belgium too, yes.
So there are still groups thriving?
Yeah. You know, in Egypt, for example, it's a mad dance. It's a school, dancing school. In Cairo, but the problem is that this troop they want just there are a lot of young people in this school. It's very very nice, and they want just to express their body and their art. But it's really really very difficult in Egypt, and it's nearly the same thing in all the countries that we visited. In Iran, this is another problem. In Egypt, in Morocco, but also in Europe, with the troop that are playing Welbeck book. So this is very sensitive.
Now, you show things that seem to be just more of a popular pop culture, and other things that are high art. Where would you place, I mean, what in the West they refer to as belly dancing. Can you talk about the traditional, that kind of dancing? How would you classify it?
What do you mean?
I'm talking about you show traditional women dancing.
Yeah. Belly dancing.
Belly
yes,
dancing,
yes.
Yeah.
In Belgium.
Yeah.
Yes, but it's the same thing in Egypt, because the sources, it's Egypt, you know, with belly dancing. So, well, it's just, and at the beginning, it was just, you know, with the, in Egypt, it was the expression of the body and the beauty of the body. Even its feet are or big, we don't care. But it was the expression of this, and the problem is that now we cannot see Arabic and Muslim dancers. We have a lot of
Western European
dancers.
Oh, okay. But as you or one of the people in the film say, son of a dancer is a long-held insult, right?
That's it was my commentary, you know, because my mother used to dance. And when I was a child, I was insulted with my mother, you know, because she's a dancer, and son of dancers is son of a bitch.
Right.
So it's really...
There is a big insult.
Yes, big insults.
But do you think that's changed now, or it gotten worse?
No, it's getting worse and worse, because, you know, for example, in Morocco, we have the leading party and the government. It's called the PJD. It's Islamist Party.
Oh, okay.
In Belgium, for example, we have now, even it's a small party, but it's the beginning of this party. It's a Muslim party, Islam party,
right.
Not Muslim. It's Islam party,
right,
that is calling to install the Sharia in Belgium. So it's getting...
For a very small portion of the population.
Yeah, but you know, it starts always like this, you know. It starts small, and it can get bigger and bigger. So we have to be careful.
You're in Canada now. What are your feelings about these? Do you think it's a problem in Canada?
Yes, for me, you know, when I saw and when we can see that people in Europe, in Canada, in the United States, they were fighting for freedom and women overall. For freedom, for you know, to get same salary as men and things like that. When I see a little girl, for example, wearing hijab or niqab, it's for me.
I've never seen a little girl wear a niqab. I've never seen an adult woman.
In Montreal, I did.
Okay. I'm not saying it's not possible. I see hijab and niqab every day. I've never seen. A
lady, for example, with niqab and hijab, for me, it's just an insult for all the women that were fighting for their freedom. So this is my point of view.
No, I mean, and I respect. I was alarmed at first, but I've become used to it. And if that's what they choose to do, they should have every right to do so.
Yes,
that's my opinion. Yeah.
Yes, for sure. But my opinion is that when we come to a country, we have to assimilate. You know, this is the French word
assimilation. Yeah.
Assimilation.
Yeah,
you know,
same in English.
And keep your culture and everything, but you have to accept the law and the condition of the country that receive you. This is the problem that started in Europe. That started like that, you know, saying that, okay, we have to give freedom to everybody and things like that.
But, you know, women in Ontario, it's also legal for them. There was a court case about 20 years ago where a woman is allowed to take off her shirt and expose her breasts if she wants.
Yeah.
But there's no requirement. But if she chooses to do that, or if she chooses to wear a headscarf, it's up to her.
But lots of women, they don't have the choice. This is the problem that we don't understand. They say, okay, this is my choice. But a lot of women, they are afraid of men. And they do this because this is the men laws. And this is the thing that I want to say.
You also have in Belgium or France, you have is it a drag queen?
It's La Diva Live.
Yeah.
It's Algerian from Algeria.
Oh, okay. So that's probably France, right?
Yes. So it's in Belgium and he's performing in cabaret, you know. Uh-huh. So he's facing a lot of homosexual, you know, from Arabic and Muslim. They are facing, you know, a lot of problems and
persecution.
Yes, persecution.
His new documentary, When Arabs Danced, played at TIFF and will be opening soon in Toronto. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com. So what would you like to happen and what do you think will happen dancing amongst the Arabs? Do you think there will be a time in the future where Arabs will be dancing again?
I hope so, but I'm not. I'm pessimist. I'm not. You know, this is the point for me because I'm getting out, but in the same time I'm in this kind of communities. You know, I'm just observing. I'm looking to what is happening. So I think European people, they didn't get the problem at the beginning. They didn't see it at the beginning. They just let things happening, and they are doing the same thing today with the community. You know, Arabic and Muslim community. They are just letting them to live together and doing their stuff and their things. There is no problem till they are just quiet. But the problem is that they are getting and they want to have more places, you know, in political parties.
So, Jawad, you personally, you're a Belgian of Arab background or descent. Have you ever faced Islamophobia in Arab society, discrimination or within Belgian society?
No, because
never.
Personally.
Yeah.
No, I.
You don't feel that at all.
No, I don't feel that because, I'm not, I'm not praying in the streets.
Right.
I'm not praying at all.
Right.
I'm not Muslim.
Mm-hmm. Well, that would help. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
But you're an Arab. But
not. Yeah. My face and everything. Yeah. Yes, but I didn't in Belgium. I didn't.
And never. Have you ever felt pressure from Muslims?
Yes, from the community.
From the community, but not individually. More of a.
Yes, because a lot of my films, not really a lot, but the last ones, they talk about the communities and what is happening and things like that. And I think that today we have this sequence, in the Welbeck play, in Soumission. And I think we will just wait and see what will happen.
Well, we'll have to wait and see. Thanks so much for talking with me.
Thank you.
Jawad Ralib, his new documentary, When Arabs Danced, played at TIFF and will be opening soon in Toronto. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.